Syracuse Common counselors are considering beefing up fines for residents accused of disturbing the peace. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
These are the kind of complaints lawmakers hear a lot about, according to Northside Syracuse Councilor Jake Barrett. The things that affect the quality of life of city residents. And they can be big or small.
It's the small, nagging, boisterous, unruly incidences. And then there's the big ones, which happened in my district, which was a mega concert down in the regional market that blasted the whole north side. So there's two larger issues, and we're trying to find the surgical instruments in which to address both with a single piece of legislation.
Right now, city police have the power to issue tickets to people who don't listen to warnings about noise. The new legislation would put more teeth into that.
We're going to have the ability now to come back a second time and issue some very significant financial penalties to people who don't listen to reasonable discussions.
Barrett expects these penalties could come in the form of fines that would start at $1,000 per offense. Other lawmakers hope stiffening these kinds of laws also give police tools to deal with drug houses, which can attract a lot of traffic noise and boisterous behavior. Barrett expects legislation to be crafted before the end of the year. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.